Beyond Saxony-Anhalt, what Merz's crisis means for Europe. The far-right AfDs win in a small German state, calls for dynamism in Berlin and hedging in Brussels. Problem: Saxony-Anhalt has returned 43.8% of the vote for the Alternative for Germany AfD in its state election. The result puts the party within reach of forming what would be the first state government run by the far right in the history of the German Federal Republic. The AfD has no executive experience, and its Saxony-Anhalt branch is riven with tensions and splits. A chaotic state government could deter voters elsewhere from backing such parties. But if the AfD manages to govern halfway coherently, it will have the chance to pick fights with authorities in both Berlin and Brussels, and significant leeway to try out policies that could later be applied elsewhere. This might then embolden the radical right elsewhere in Europe. Meanwhile, the result increases the pressure on Chancellor Friedrich Merz's centrist federal coalition. Already before the Saxony-Anhalt election, splits were widening between Eastern and Western branches of his Christian Democrats, CDU-CSU, and between him and his conservative party base. The result exacerbates these and, in turn, increases the chance that Merz will be too distracted and constrained by domestic politics to provide European leadership. With France, Italy, Poland, and Spain all entering election seasons, a Germany riven by internal drama cannot be the anchor that Europe needs. Solution: bold action is needed both in Berlin and beyond Germany. Talk of a party ban is too late and would anyway be unlikely to quell the underlying discontent felt by AfD voters. Action by the federal authorities against standout extremists in the party and its funding streams is both more realistic and more likely to keep its voters open to persuasion. Meanwhile, the CDU-CSU needs to make a strategic decision about what sort of party it wants to be, including where it will and will not cooperate with parties outside the traditional mainstream. Germany's other pro-European parties also need to marshal a better answer to the radical right. Substantive policies proving that they are on the side of ordinary people rather than powerful interests. Peter Bures, Jeremy Cliff, and Susie Dennison have made concrete suggestions along these lines where climate policy is concerned. Other European capitals should curb their expectations of German leadership and nurture broader sources of impetus, including the new E6 group of major EU economies and the coalition of the willing on Ukraine. Merz, for example, is now even less likely to achieve a breakthrough on the EU's 2028-2030 for budget negotiations or on EU accession talks. Other European leaders, including European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, will need to depend less on him to advance ambitious proposals. European diplomats in Berlin should think hard about how to sell their ideas into a more distracted and inward-looking government. Context: Saxony-Anhalt is a small and demographically unrepresentative German state, with an atypically old and homogeneous population of 2.1 m out of a national total of 83.5 m nevertheless. Its election result has reverberated through European capitals. The vote on September 6th gives the AfD 39 seats, three short of a majority, requiring the party to seek support either from the left-conservative Sahra Wagenknecht Alliance, BSW, or the right flank of the CDU in order to govern. The only alternative would be a government supported, at least passively, by all five of the other parties, including the Socialist Left Party, cooperation with which is anathema to the CDU. The development comes as Merz's fragile Grand Coalition is struggling to pass reforms aimed at reviving Germany's stagnant economy. Two upcoming state elections on September 20th in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania and in Berlin could further dent his authority. It is possible, though not currently probable, that he will be forced out as chancellor in the coming months. The obvious frontrunner to replace Merz is Hendrik Wüst, the premier of North Rhine-Westphalia, but his moderate politics may not fit the polarized mood. The European Council on Foreign Relations does not take collective positions. ECFR publications only represent the views of their individual authors.